still I could not see. That the hold that she had was much stronger than the love she felt for me. Into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not have sung. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived near the meadow. She touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is! How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
I don't wanna king of birds and the queen of hearts wore each other's keys before they called the wedding off. And all the feathers rained down and the town fell asleep, pulling on the poems for the midnight sun.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
This I've got dress of lambs, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely, hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because your lover's thoughts isn't around. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, I'm no hero, that's understood. All redemption I can offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance I'll make it good somehow.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Je passe tout notre temps, mais moi je ne sais rien pour toi. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you still doing here?
Dude, what are you doing here?
What the hell am I doing here?
What are you doing here?
WMFO.
What are you doing here?